This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There will be a group of people on the Day of Judgment who are known as the Ashabul Araf. These are a group of people who is believed that the actions will be exactly the same. The scales will be totally the same. This is one opinion. The opinion that I prefer is that the Ashabul Araf will be important individuals, people who are close by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Araf means an elevated place. What these individuals will do is that they will be stationed in a place where they can oversee the people of Jannah and they can also oversee the people of Jahannam. This could be just individuals, it could be a mixture of people and angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recalls them in the Quran. On the Araf, they will be men and individuals who will be recognized by their signs. Their signs will be that they will have illuminated faces. They will be people who will be shining on that day. On that day, these people will call out to the people of Jannah, peace be upon you. But the Ashabul Araf will not enter wahum yatma'un, but they will desire to enter it because they are waiting for the people of Jannah to enter, and they are also themselves desirous to enter it, but they are waiting for the people of Jannah to enter, and then they will enter it. And then they will turn to the people of Jahannam. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. They will look towards the people of Jahannam because they're on an elevated place. And they will say, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, do not make us from the qawm of dhalimeen. Allah, protect us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recalls that the people of Araf, they will shout out to the haughty people. The people of Araf will call out to men who they will recognize through their signs. What will their signs be? That they will be tired, that they will be disheveled, they will be unkempt. The difficulties of the day of Qiyamah would have taken a toll on these people. And they will say to these people, قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَىٰ عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. They will say to these people who they will recognize that these people are destined to Jahannam. They said, you know, your men, your power didn't avail you, and not that which you used to be haughty about. Then they will carry on speaking to these individuals and they will remind them, أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ. You know these individuals that you took an oath that the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never envelop them. This, if you take it in the context of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be people like Walid ibn Mughira, Umayyah ibn Khalf, Abu Jahl. What would they say? They would take an oath that these low people like Bilal, like Sumayyah, like Ammar, the rahmah of Allah will never touch these people. The people of Araf now will speak to those individuals who were regarded as low, who were regarded as oppressed. They will say, Udkhulu al-Jannah, la khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. They will say, enter Jannah. O believers, enter Jannah. Whilst these haughty people are watching, la khawfun alaykum, no fear upon you, wala antum tahzanun, and nor will you grieve. This also is as true in the context of us today. Many people look down on believers. Many people think that believers are fifth columners, they're a waste of time, that they have nothing on the day of judgment. Their wealth, their power, their strength will not avail them. And the Ashabul Araf will call unto them as well, that what you were haughty about did not avail you. And then the Ashabul Araf will turn to the weak believers who are oppressed, and they will say, they thought that nothing would benefit you. These haughty people thought that the rahmah of Allah will not envelop you, but you enter into Jannah. La khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun.